Ag Information Network, this is your agribusiness update. The USDA is accepting grant applications to support urban agriculture and innovative production. Natural Resources Conservation Chief Terry Crosby says these projects will add to the important work communities are doing to build food security in underserved areas. Since 2020, the grants have invested more than $46.8 million in 186 projects across the country. Applications are due April 9th. The 2024 growing season is expected to bring a unique combination of El Nino through early summer before switching to La Nina in late summer through early fall. 2023 ended with a strong El Nino, which is weakening, but the long-term impacts will be felt throughout the growing season. The U.S. weather patterns will likely shift back to normal between April and July, followed by La Nina through September. Senate Budget Committee ranking member Chuck Grassley is increasing his opposition to the EPA's tailpipe emissions proposal, citing a new cost estimate by the Congressional Budget Office. Grassley says the CBO released a 10-year budget and economic outlook projecting a $224 billion increase in the cumulative deficit caused by higher electric vehicle tax credit claims and reduced gas tax revenues. He says the American taxpayers have not voted for and can't afford the EPA's tailpipe standard.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.